The country is pretty divided when it comes to support for impeachment. A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll finds 48% of the country opposes the impeachment of President Trump, while 47% supports it. Today, Americans on both sides of the issue are taking to the streets throughout the country as part of an organized effort to have their voices heard. We decided to check in with folks in Pennsylvania's 1st Congressional District in Bucks County, a swing district where presidential candidate Hillary Clinton narrowly won in 2016. It's also where Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick still holds a seat and is set to vote no on impeachment. Let's start our conversation with Kirsten Zulfo, a technical staffer at a law firm who is organizing today's protest for impeachment.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. So you and other supporters of impeachment will be protesting in front of Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick's office. What do you hope these protests will accomplish?
We hope to convince Congressman Fitzpatrick to change the position that he has stated thus far and get him to vote yes on the articles of impeachment.
Do you feel that that is a realistic accomplishment based on what he has said and based on his stance and the pressure really from his colleagues to toe the party line?
I think on the obstruction of Congress article, it's something that we do have the opportunity to convince him. We need to remind him about the oath of office that he took, because in addition to being a congressman, he is a former FBI agent, the only one in Congress right now. So he's taken that oath of office to defend the Constitution many times in his career.
Tell me about who you'll be out there with.
Well, it looks like we're going to have several hundred people out rallying with us.
I heard it's cold.
So it is a bit cold and wet, though hopefully the rain will have stopped by the time we're meeting tonight at 5:30. But there are members of Indivisible. There are folks who are independents like myself. There are Democrats. There are Republicans who turn out for these events, because it isn't just about party identification. It's about people who want to stand up for what our nation is supposed to stand for. This is about defending democracy.
Have you been watching the hearings?
I have been. Well, I should say I've been listening to the hearings while I'm at work.
Yeah, you've been listening to the hearings. And what's been the chatter, the talk among your coworkers, your family?
I would say that what I am hearing is that people are fairly happy with the way that Democrats have presented the situation, that some of what we're hearing sounds like a bit of grandstanding, and there's an awful lot of procedural complaints from the Republicans, but no real defense of the president's actions. So that has made for a sometimes frustrating listen.
I mentioned that polls show the country is pretty evenly split for and against impeachment. Is that discouraging for you?
Not particularly. Having seen so many different polls with different numbers, it's something that you kind of tune out a little bit.
Yeah. At the same time, though, even if it's 47 or 48 or 50, it really is split down the middle where people feel very strongly one way or the other. How do you reconcile with the idea that there are people in this country who see things two different ways?
It is a difficult thing to reconcile. I know that people tend to retreat into their corners and they choose the media sources that best reflect the opinions that they already hold. So that is a somewhat discouraging situation. But I think that if people actually decide to read the original sources, that it's pretty clear that that President Trump withheld vital congressionally approved aid to force a foreign country to serve his political whims. And from where I sit, I feel like they're misinformed. Hopefully some of them out there today, because I know they're meeting in the same location that we've had our rally planned for several months. hopefully some of them will hear a bit of what we say today, and maybe it will strike home a little bit.
That's Kirsten Zulfo, an organizer of today's protest in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, is part of a nationwide protest calling for impeachment. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's go now to Jim Worthington, who is the owner of two athletic clubs in Pennsylvania, including the Newtown Athletic Club. He's also the founder of People for Trump and a member of the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Welcome to Here Now.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
So, Jim, these demonstrations will be happening throughout the country, including Bucks County, where you are. As I mentioned, you are a Trump supporter. You're against impeachment. Tell us some of the reasons why.
Well, first of all, I think it's been 3 years of and longer of trying to just find something to hang their hat on to cause problems. I mean, the Russian investigation lasted for 2 years. It was a nothing burger. Now you come up with this where they're talking about holding back monies to the Ukraine for, what, two and a half months? I mean, you know, I've read the testimony of the call. I don't think it's anywhere near a quid pro quo. I mean, you've got the Ukrainian president that said that it wasn't such a thing. I mean, if you really want the answer, ask the guy who was on the other end of the phone. So to me, it's just another thing. And I mean, how many Democratic representatives have come out and said all along the way that they're going to continue to try to find things, countless others that have made it clear that they're there just to find a way to make it difficult on the president and have him try to get him out of office through impeachment because they know they can't beat him in 2020.
Jim, what's been the chatter in your home at your athletic clubs with the folks that you know that you guys have been talking about regarding this impeachment inquiry?
You know, surprisingly, it's been a non-event. I mean, I have 12,000 members of my club, 3,000 people come in a day. Very few people bring it up. I don't think it's playing well on Main Street. I think people are bored with it. When you have 3,000 customers come in your facility a day, you have an opportunity to speak to them at length about any number of things. And very few people even bring it up. I mean, even in our fitness center where you've got 9 TVs on and you know, you got Fox, CNN, and MSNBC on. Nobody's even, it's not like anybody's pointing at the TV talking about this. I think it's, people are bored with it. I think they've, maybe the extremes on both sides are into it. But, the, you know, everyday Americans are happy with their life. They're worried about the holidays. They're happy with the fact that the economy's doing well. And it's a big non-event. So I don't think it's playing well in the heartland. And I know it's not playing well, here in suburban Pennsylvania, just people just don't have an interest in it.
Are you planning counter demonstrations?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We are only because, we didn't look, the Republicans aren't out there trying to make a scene. When this came up, it was just Sunday night when I heard about this planned demonstration in front of our Congressman Fitzpatrick's office. So it was decided, well, we're going to, you know, go out and, you know, have a few people go out there and show support. But we're not look, if they have 1,000 people, if we get 50 or 25 or 100, we're not looking to make a statement. We're there
but
to show
you
support.
You don't think that that signifies the support for the president
no,
or support
not
for
at
impeachment
all.
Based
we're
on the numbers out there?
No, we're all at work. We're getting on with our lives. We believe that the president has nothing to be concerned about. We also know that, you know, this House, you know, even though Nancy Pelosi said that she wouldn't do anything unless it was bipartisan, which turned out to be a lie. The fact of the matter is there isn't bipartisan and, you know, it's just party lines and, you know, it's going nowhere in the Senate. So people are more interested again in their lives, what's going on. And frankly, they're really interested in, and I have my own PAC, People for America. It's just drumming up more support from Republicans for the president. So in that case, you know, when this vote occurs on Wednesday, since they've gone this far, I hope they do vote to impeach. I am praying that they vote to impeach because that's just going to rally the support for the president even more so. I'm finding that my group, people,
you're looking directly to 2020 and the election at point.
We're focused on winning the election in 2020 in November. And the only thing this is doing is galvanizing the president's support. It's never the people that I know are more enthused now than they were in 2016.
Jim Worthington, founder of People for Trump and member of the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. Jim, thanks for taking the time.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.